Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion, the God of all comfort. This is the same God who just sent him through all that. Okay? The God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, not someday after the fact. Okay, look back, see that. Paul experienced a comfort and a strength in the midst of what was going on. You think maybe if we can be tuned, we could be tuned in enough to understand that God always loves us regardless of what is happening, that he wants to teach us how to act and react, to learn how to react with the new nature and not the old one. And maybe we can actually see his purpose in it and have joy in the midst of it in spite of what's going on and how we don't like it naturally. But we can let go and let God have his way as we sing in the chorus. All right? All right? Who comforts us in all our troubles, in them. Why? So that we can comfort those in any trouble. How? With the comfort we ourselves receive from God. I wonder how many things we experience in our lives that we would rather not naturally. But God not only wants to teach us more about himself and his ways, he wants us to be in a position to help somebody else who's going through the same things, because that's what this world is about. It's about trouble. If you're thinking the Christian life is all about coming to this wonderful place where nothing bad ever happens, that ain't going to happen on this world. And the truth is, it's getting worse. I thank God for what he's doing and how he's spreading his message. And there's an outreach. There's something that God is doing. But you just wait for the backlash. You just wait. God is doing his thing, but sooner or later he's going to step back and we're going to see the real character of this world come out as never before. But God is going to be with us. There's going to be a reason and a purpose for it all. But do you see how Paul saw this? He saw, first of all, God sees something in me that I was relying on myself, and he needed to deal with that. And so he allowed me to go through it, but while I was going through it, he was there. He gave me the strength not just to see it as a bad thing, why are you doing this to me kind of thing, but this is something you're doing because I need it and you love me. But it goes beyond me. Think of how I can help other people because I'm not the only one that goes through stuff. Wow, what a God that absolutely equipped me so that I can help somebody else. You think maybe God puts you through stuff every day so that you can help somebody else? Wouldn't it be good if we would wake up and recognize that and look to him and give him thanks instead of complaint, instead of reacting as we do? So you could go on and unlock this. Like I say, I don't know how long this is going to go, but I'll just share as the Lord helps me to share the thoughts that I've had. So here's Paul in the moment. His moments are about focusing on the Lord, wanting to know him more, wanting to grow, wanting to experience everything, realizing I'm not there and that's okay. I don't have to stress about not being there. I can just take the moment and say and find rest in the fact the Lord is here with me. He loves me. He has a purpose in everything he allows to happen. Even when the turtle is in front of me on the road. All of those kinds of things that provoke these natural reactions, and we all have them. I'm teasing Joel a little bit, but he's not the only one. Amen, right? But how often do we just... Do you think maybe the Lord's trying to show us how much self is still there? And that he wants us to just learn to let go. And just say, thank you, Lord. Now think about Jesus as the ultimate example. I mean, there are one or two things, bad things that happened to him, right? He wasn't exactly popular with a lot of important folks. They said nasty things about him. They mistreated him. Ultimately, the death he suffered was horrific. But how did Jesus react to all of that? Did he, I'll get him. Get him, God. Bring down fire from heaven, Lord. They hurt me. They made me feel bad. They messed up my whole minute. But we see him acting and reacting not according to human nature, but always according to the Father who lived in him. That was the life. That was what people experienced. See, he didn't just carry the cross when he went literally to the cross. He carried it every day. That's what Paul wanted to learn how to do. It's not just, okay, one day I'm going to die. And of course, Paul did die for his faith. He was literally executed for his faith. And he was faithful right to the end, but that's not the death that the Lord's worried about so much. It's today. It's living in the moment. And being the kind of, learning how to be the kind of person he wants us to be. Okay? But the reality is, the way we live and think, we don't just live in the moment. We are affected by the past, and we're affected by the future, aren't we? And there are things that I believe God wants to help us with in that area. Now, many times we have taken note of the fact that Paul tells us, uses the word forgetting what is behind. And that's, I think, more than any other one area, that's the area that I have felt a need to explore. Because the language in English could almost be misleading. Everybody here has got stuff in your past that's happened to you that was challenging, that was difficult, traumatic even. I won't ask for a show of hands, but is there anybody here who doesn't have anything in your past that affects you? And yet here was Paul talking about forgetting that. Now, did he mean, I'm just not going to think about it. It's like it never happened. We're never going to talk about it. No, obviously. He was in that other passage we just read. He said, I want you to know what happened there. There was this sense of, you know, I know bad stuff happens. I'm not forgetting that it happened. You see where he's going with this? Forgetting is not denying that it happened, pretending it didn't happen. It's the question of how does it affect me? This is the issue. Because if I'm going to live in the moment, how can I live in the moment and drag all of that along every single day and let it affect me? So forgetting is not just literally trying to block it out and just, okay, that's the past. I'm going to forget all about that it ever happened. God wants to do something. I'm trying to think of one of the songs we sang this morning about he will heal your brokenhearted. Didn't we sing that one? Interesting that we would sing that. This world is full of people who have experienced difficult things, traumatic things, shocking things, hurtful, deep wounds in their lives. And one thing Paul is not talking about is just pretending they didn't happen, just kind of blowing it off and dismissing it. He's certainly not saying, oh, well, that was no big deal. Things are a very big deal. Wounds are real. There's no sense that I get from any of this that Paul is just blowing it off and pretending it didn't happen. And pain is, I mean, wounds are real. Wounds can be very, very life-threatening real. How many of you believe God wants to deal with those things and heal? But our nature is to cling to the wound many times. Pretend, and then sometimes to cover it up and pretend it isn't there because we want to appear well before others. So many different ways that we react that are not the right way. And they never get healed and they affect us. And I believe God wants us to bring us to a level of freedom we haven't enjoyed. And I thought about how wounds happen with respect to our bodies. Now, we all know what a wound is. Let's suppose you fall and you puncture yourself real good, and there's a wound and it bleeds. But how do you deal with that? In the first place, the body has a built-in mechanism to fight against anything that would enter through that. There are germs we are well aware of that want to get in and take hold and find a home. Okay? Think about what's happening there. There is God has built in a system that fights against that. But if that wound is not dealt with correctly, even if it is, there can be a battle. But if that wound is not dealt with correctly, what happens? It gets, infected is the basic word. And what does that mean? That means there are living organisms that are dangerous to our health, that are able to get inside our bodies, and not only do they get in there, they start to colonize, to multiply, and create a colony that defends itself against what the body would do to get rid of it. And there it is. And it's affecting us. And those germs, whatever you want to call them, bacteria, where do they get their sustenance from? What do they eat? Every living thing has to eat something. They're eating us. They're eating the wounded flesh. And they sit there and they feed on that. And there we are. And what happens if you don't deal with that? Doesn't get better, does it? It sits there and it poisons us. And it just grows and it feeds on us. And how much is that like what happens in our spirits when there are wounds that happen in our lives? I mean, it could be as simple as they don't like me, or something bad has happened, or I just suffered a terrible, traumatic loss. Somebody betrayed me, and I just feel so hurt. This happened, and I just can't let it go. What's going on? Do you see the parallel?
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.